content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the November issue of Scout Life. And we're going to start with the front cover. It has here a few trekkers, few scouts in Yellowstone's wild backcountry. Scouts discover more than natural beauty. They learn about themselves. Also, taking big steps. In addition, we have Boy Scouts of America, Animals Crossing in the Middle of the Game, exclusive book excerpt, The Dragon's Blood, plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. More we have to look for. Look forward to. On page 10, up for the challenge, this troop learned about leadership, teamwork, and ethics in one of the country's pristine wilderness. Features that we're going to look forward to. Page 14, Animal Crossing. Check out these crazy critter connections in the world of sports. Page 20, let's look at books in this special Cub Scout section. Page 16, fiction, Explorer Academy, The Dragon's Blood. 38, SL How to Make It, Glow in the Dark, Galaxy Jar. Departments we have on page 2, Hitch and Rack. Page 3, Heads Up. Page 7, Ask Us Anything. Page 8, Scout Life Headliners. Page 40, Fitness First. Page 40 again, Religious Emblems. Page 41, What's Up on ScoutLife.org. And page 43, Think and Grin. More features, comics. 24, Mazes and More. 28, Lion Pride. 29, Tiger's Adventures. Page 30, Wolfgang. Page 30, The Bear Bunch. Page 31, Wiblos Woody. Page 32, Dink, Duff, and Desi. Page 34, Pee-wee Harris. Page 35, Pedro. Page 36, Scouts in Action. And 37, more Scouts in Action. So we're going to begin on page 2 with some letters to Pedro. Hitch and Rack. Don't make him sound too smart. The boss will get suspicious. Pedro does work a lot, though. Nice of us to have us to give him a break. Dear Pedro, do you consider yourself a hard worker? You do quite a bit of napping and eating to be considered one, no? That's from Max S. in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Though the boss might disagree, Max, I am an ultra-hard worker. All that napping and eating recharges me for more work. As for the boss, work habits.
Hi, Pedro. I love Scout Life, and I love your comics. But how do you deal with all that mail every day? I get confused just looking at 10 emails. How's the boss doing? That's from Stephen S. in Dallas, Texas.
Reading all this mail from you, it's just not work all the time. It's fun. The boss, that guy never seems to be having any fun, or doing any work, for that matter.
A question, Pedro. Is all you carry in that water bottle of yours alpha milkshakes? If so, you would have to drink a lot of them to get the average daily water supply. Since a milkshake contains 70% water, and the alfalfa in it lowers it to 50%. That means instead of having to drink 4 of those bottles, you have to drink about 6 of the bottles. Is this really that efficient? Stay healthy there, my friend. That's from Leo F. from the Internet.
What's with all that math, Leo? All I saw was drink 2 extra alfalfa milkshakes. Thanks for the advice. More alfalfa equals more protein, more work, and more fun. A happy Marlboro is a healthy Marlboro.
Opening shot, Heads Up, page 3. October 4th through 10th is World Space Week, and this year's theme is Women in Space. Flip to page 6 for an exclusive interview with astronaut Dr. Kathy Sullivan. We here see some astronauts, Stephanie Wilson, female astronauts, Eileen Collins, and Mae Jemison. Christina Hammock, Koch. Turn to page 28 to see how to create your own special galaxy. We will get there soon. October, watch it. Heads up this month. Buckle up for more wacky adventures with the Addams Family. The Addams Family 2 is scheduled to release just in time for Halloween. Catch the animated comedy in theaters on October 1st. October calendar. October 1st is World Smile Day. Show off those pearly whites. October 16th is Dictionary Day. Celebrate the original spell checker. October 31st is Halloween. See page 5 for some facts about the spooky celebration. On this date, October 23rd, 2001, Apple introduced the first iPod MP3 player. October 29, 1969, the Internet is created. October 31st, 1950, Earl Lloyd becomes the first black player to appear in a National Basketball Association game. The Fall Classic. Watch the American and National League Baseball champions face off in the 117th World Series this month on Fox. Halloween. Page 5. Candy corn was originally called chicken feed. The most jack-o'-lanterns lit on display at once was 3,581 in 2013 in New Hampshire. Dragon's House of Horror in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, is the longest walk-through haunted house in the world. It is 1.36 miles long. First, Skittles and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were the most popular Halloween candies in 2019. Halloween greeting cards have been around since the early 1900s. Pumpkins aren't always orange. They can also be green, yellow, blue, tan, white, and red. Kids favor princess and superhero costumes the most. And finally, the pumpkin is classified as a fruit because it has seeds. It also in the same plant family as cucumbers and melons. A trip above and below Earth's surface. In honor of Space Week, Scout Life spoke with Dr. Kathy Sullivan, the first American female astronaut to complete a spacewalk. She's also the first woman to dive in a deep submergence vehicle to the deepest part of the ocean, the Challenger deep in the Pacific Ocean at 35,810 feet. Sullivan is the only person on Earth who has done both. Question: what is the biggest difference between traveling to space and into the depths of the ocean? Answer: one journey starts with an almost 9-minute long explosion, while the other starts with a smooth and serene 4-hour elevator ride. The window view is also radically different. In orbit, you see a nearly 1,000-mile wide panorama. As for the ocean, you see 30 feet or so lit up by your sub's lights on the deep sea floor. Question: which was the most difficult to prepare for physically and mentally? Answer: preparing for my space flights was much more difficult. I was directly responsible for the successful operation of the space shuttle itself, numerous experiments, and my spacesuit. Question: what did you do on your space walk? Answer: the goal of my 1984 space walk was to prove we had the tools needed to refuel satellites in orbit. An unexpected added task was to complete a minor repair on one of the space shuttle's communication antennas so it could be stowed safely for re-entry and landing. We were 160 miles above Earth and were outside the shuttle for just over 3.5 hours. Question: which of the two do you think has the greatest impact for the future? Answer: no contest. It's the ocean. A better understanding of and care for our oceans are vital to sustaining life on Earth, both human life and every other form of life. And finally, question: do you have any advice for Scout Life readers? Answer: stay curious and ask questions. Ignore anyone who tells you that it's weird or wrong for you to be interested in something. And remember that hard work is the only way that dreams become reality. Ask us anything, heads up. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you. My friend gives me the silent treatment for disagreeing with him or hanging out with other friends. What should I do? Jenny, that would bother me, too. Next time he pulls the silent treatment game on you, be honest and say, hey, we're never going to work this out if you won't speak to me. If you call him out on it, hopefully he'll realize how silly and unproductive it is to ignore someone. If he continues to give you the silent treatment, just move on and try not to let it bother you. If he's a true friend, he'll come around. Steve, this is what we call an immature response to not getting what you want. But I wouldn't be too hard on your buddy. Adults have been known to pull this same silly stunt. That said, if you allow the silent treatment to upset you or change your behavior, you're essentially encouraging it. So follow Jenny's advice. Handle things maturely, and with any luck, he'll follow suit. Next question. I have so many tests. My parents put me under so much academic pressure. I want to talk to them, but I don't know what to say. Steve. I know the feeling, bud. My parents used to put a lot of academic pressure on me. This is a tough one, but your best bet is to tell the truth. Say something like, I understand what you want me to do well, and I do too. I just want you to understand that I am doing the best I can. That's a mature way of expressing yourself that doesn't sound like whining, and they might be so impressed that they'll back off a bit. Jenny, right on, Steve. And believe it or not, Mom and Dad probably felt the same way when they were your age. So ask them, what did you do when you were my age and feeling really stressed by tests? It will help them remember how tough school can be and be a little more empathetic to your situation. That's a good chance they'll have some great advice, too. This type of adult conversation, rather than finger-pointing and yelling, always leads to a better compromise. Good luck. Have a question for Jenny and Steve? Write to Ask Us Anything. S306 P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas 7505-2079, or at scoutlive.org. Your name will be kept confidential. Scout Live Headliners, pages 8 and 9. Making a Difference. Second Class Scout Founds Nonprofit and More. Alex Jimenez, 815, hometown Chicago, Illinois, scout rank, second class scout, troop 1439, Chicago. Alex made headlines for founding the nonprofit Smiles Against Cancer and being nominated for Time Magazine's 2020 Kid of the Year. The scoop. Alex was 9 when he founded Smiles Against Cancer, which partners with Chicago Children's Hospitals to deliver toys to cancer patients. At age 13, Alex published The Big Idea, the roadmap to entrepreneurship, proceeds of which go to his foundation. Among Time of Kid of the Year nominees, he ranked first in his state and 26th nationwide. And here's some picture of Alex in action, showing toys, little candies, and big sign, we need your help. Giving is the best therapy. Gymnastics champ. Life Scout competes at nationals. Alexander Petula, 814, hometown, Hummelston, Pennsylvania. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 74, Hummelston. Alex made headlines for winning the Parallel Bars event in his division at the 2021 USA Gymnastics Region 7 National Qualifier Meet and competing at the 2021 Men's Developmental Program National Championships. Alexander competes on the Artistic Sports Academy gymnastics team, which won the 2021 Pennsylvania Super Team title. Alexander was also recognized as a 2021 Academic All-American Student Athlete. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. GoScoutLife.org/headliners. And we have more. Christian Snaufer, 814, hometown, Yo, Pennsylvania. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 69, Jacobus, Pennsylvania. Christian made headline for receiving all the conservation-related awards available to youth and scouts in his state. The Pennsylvania Game Commission Wildlife Conservation Award, the Pennsylvania Forest Conservation Award, and the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission Conservation Award. Christian was recognized by both chambers of the state legislature for his achievement. Bryce Wishon, age 16, hometown, The Woodlands, Texas. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 777, The Woodlands. Discovery rank, Venturing Crew 1112, The Woodlands. Bryce made headlines for being recognized with Honorary House Resolution Bill H.R. 547 from Texas State Representative Steve Toth for earning 4 BSA STEM Nova Awards. Bryce also volunteers with numerous community service organizations, including Special Needs SIBS and Coat of Many Colors Ministry Food Pantry. And finally, we have Livia Bross, age 14, hometown, Palmyra, Missouri. Her scout rank, second class scout, Troop 242, Columbia, Missouri. She made headlines for being selected as a national semifinalist in the NASA Artemis Moon Pot Essay Contest. Artemis' mission is to land the first woman and the next man on the moon by 2024. Livia represented her state in an Artemis Explorer sessions with NASA experts. Up for the challenge? It's a picture here of adventure. Be brave. Discover. Yellowstone Trail, Wild West. This troop learned about leadership, teamwork, and ethics in one of the country's pristine wilderness. Backpacking through the remote wilderness of Yellowstone National Park, the scouts of Troop 4900 sat down in a circle to rest. Sitting like this gave the scouts a view of every direction. They didn't want a bear or other dangerous animals suddenly sneaking up on them. Within a few minutes, Life Scout Miles Berry, 16, saw a bison emerge from the trees about 50 feet from the group. Bison, he said. His friends weren't alarmed. On the trail, they had seen twice as many bison as people. No close. Everyone turned around and witnessed the massive woolly beast lumbering toward them. Slowly and carefully, the scouts and adult leaders grabbed their packs and slinked further down the trail out of the nearly 2,000-pound creature's sight. The experience demonstrated the importance of teamwork in keeping everyone safe. It represented just one lesson the troop from Woodstock, Georgia, learned during its 55-mile trek, preparing for bear country. For more than a year, Troop 4900 planned a trip to our country's first national park. Coming from Georgia, the scouts knew they might encounter some things they weren't used to, so they went on a couple of practice hikes and had a gear shakedown. During one hike, they practiced stringing up bear bags and handling bear spray. We made sure to carry our bear spray with us at all times, says Thelonious Coe, a 17-year-old life scout. Bear pepper spray is a deterrent designed to irritate an aggressive bear's breathing, giving it time to escape. Studies have shown it is highly effective when discharged properly, although you likely will never need to use it. The odds of being attacked by a grizzly bear in Yellowstone are 1 in 2.7 million. Still, you should be prepared, especially when hiking in the backcountry. An adult leader wearing an orange sign that simply said bear would sometimes pop out of the woods on the practice hike and mimic bear behavior. Just as a reminder, they should always be alert and have their spray ready. Kodiak Curriculum. Backpacking in Yellowstone would be an adventure in itself, but the scouts decided to add another element, BSA's Kodiak Challenge. The Kodiak Challenge is a week-long leadership training course designed to enhance an outdoor trek. Each day comes with a new leadership activity, followed by time to delve into lessons from that activity. The troop's first challenge was to set up camp without saying a word. When you're accustomed to communicating verbally, it can be tough. Simply pointing to what you want doesn't tell others your intention, and doing everything yourself slows down the task. The scouts figured out that hand gestures and written notes worked well. It emphasized that if you can't communicate with your group, you can't accomplish anything else, 16-year-old Star Scout Sean Rollins says. And here it's sold on page, first we'll go back to page 11. And what we have here, left to right, Brian Kervin, Thelonious Coe, Clay Love, and Oscar Settler. Check out the area during the troop's 55-mile backpacking trek. And then down below, we see them all in a line with their backpacks and their sticks or canes. Clay Love looks around as scouts from Troop 4900 venture into Yellowstone National Park's backcountry. Then moving on to page 12, scouts didn't see a bear on the trail, but they did find bear markings on tree trunks, some nearly 8 feet high below. Below, we see Brian Kervin and Miles Berry hang bear bags to keep their things out of bear's reach. Check out the Kodiak Challenge and other youth training courses at go.scoutlife.org/Kodiak. Other challenges involve brainstorming how to cross a river without getting wet. Backpacking in Yellowstone would be an adventure in itself. Amazing wilderness. Yellowstone, which covers 2.2 million acres across the three states, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, is home to boiling hot springs, towering waterfalls, and more than 500 geysers, including famous Old Faithful. In some places, you can hike 20 miles to go see a pretty view, Miles says. In Yellowstone, you hike 20 miles of pretty views. At night, the crew looked up at the Milky Way and could pick out satellites moving across the sky. There were a lot of satellites, says Oscar Shetler, a 16-year-old life scout. The first night, we saw well over 20. The scouts also counted the wildlife they spotted during the week. 68 bison, 11 chipmunks, 1 snake, and 1 squirrel. No bears, but they did find tracks. They also heard elk bugling and wolves howling. The scouts are only 32 people on the trail. Even when surrounded by such untamed splendor, backpacking for miles can get a little tiresome. We get bored while walking, so talking gave us something to focus on, 17-year-old life scout Brian Kervin says. Conversations range from scouting values to fast food cravings to the best Star Wars movie. The consensus on the last topic, Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith. Gaining perspective. Hiking past shed elk antlers, bubbling mud pots, and geothermal pools reminded the troop that they were trekking through parts of the park that most tourists never get to visit. I'll never see something like that again, says Clay Love, a 15-year-old life scout. Adding the Kodiak Challenge to the trek enriched the entire experience. It turned into more than a hike through Yellowstone's backcountry. It was a time to grow as a leader and a person. I learned more in those 5 days than in 5 years, Oscar says. More points. Above, scouts watch a geyser erupt. There are about 500 geysers in Yellowstone National Park. Below, scouts spotted bison and other animals on or within 50 yards of the trail. The American bison. Bison are enormous creatures. Males weigh as much as a ton and stand 6 feet tall. Yet they're fast. They can run up to 35 miles per hour. They're also strong swimmers and can jump high fences. Scientifically, the giant herbivores are named bison, although many people call them buffalo. The Lakota tribes call them Tatanka. Native Americans relied on the animals for food, shelter, clothing, and tools. At more than 30 million strong, bison herds once roamed most of America. As settlers pushed west in the 1800s, the majestic animals were hunted nearly into extinction. Conservation efforts helped the wild population rebound to 30,000 today. About 5,000 live in Yellowstone, the only place where they've lived continuously since prehistoric times. Scouts approach a geothermal area. Yellowstone has about 10,000 such areas, including geysers, hot springs, and mud pots. These scouts followed local COVID-19 guidelines for where they were. Before your outing, remember to check guidelines for that area. How about some comics? Tiger's Adventures. My dad said we have to exercise for 5 minutes before we play. Gasp, how long have we been running? 30 seconds. Gasp, groan. Pant, we'll never make it. Gasp. 3, 2, 1, done. Great job, everyone. Now you can go and play. I guess I need to start calling exercise play and hear them throwing the football, jumping rope, and just having a wonderful time. Now let's go to Wolfgang with helpful Halloween hints. Choose a costume that doesn't attract the wrong kind of attention. Hope they don't catch up to him. Somebody dressed as a hot dog. Choose a costume that allows for the quickest candy collection. A snail, really, Willoughby? Watch for obstacles on your candy collecting quest. Oops. Have a quality container for your pirated booth. Hey! Save some of that candy for later. Or a later date. Oop. Don't eat it all. And we'll conclude with the Bear Bunch. What part of computers do cats like best? Boo. The mouse. What Old West outlaw had 10 arms? Boo. Billy the Squid. What do you call a pirate who skipped school? Boo. Captain Hooky. What kinds of photos do turtles take? Boo. Shelfies. What do you call someone who tutors monsters? Boo. A creature teacher. Boo. Never tell jokes to a ghost. And finally, Weeblow's Woody. I found the prettiest pumpkin. I found the perfect pumpkin. Tweet, 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 tweet. I found the plumpest pumpkin. Dink, Duff, and Desi. Scouts are loyal, right? Especially to our baseball team, the Blue Dragons. They have great pitching and great hitting. Plus a super cool mascot, a real dragon. Loyal. Scouts are true to their family, friends, scout leaders, school, and nation. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.